Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
There's a lot of coverage yesterday of Russell Brand. We spoke about him last Friday because I was dying to know, what do you think of him? What would you say? Was it 50-50 or was it closer to 70-30 or was it 50-50? Yeah. Certainly, you seem to know a lot about him and you follow his the things that he does. But I'm not sure how much love is there. It seems to be about 50-50, maybe 60-40 against. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, he's decided now, because he's a revolutionary, albeit from the back of a Mercedes, and he is decided now that he's going to throw his biblical weight behind the Irish Water campaign. I haven't heard this, but this is what he broadcast yesterday. So we're all listening to this together for the first time, unless you've seen it.
I'm up for the crack. Top of the morning to you. We've had a lot of people telling us about this water crisis in Ireland. The government have employed a private firm to install water meters in people's homes, and a third of Irish people are burning their contracts. Have the Irish people not always paid for water through taxes? Yes. So when they did that bailout, they went, right, well, we've got to bail these banks out, obviously. How can we provide some extra revenue? How about charging people for their most basic rights like water? Oh, haven't they already paid for that? Oh, yeah, they've already paid for it. What, are we going to make them pay again? Yes, there are enough resources, there is enough money, but the infrastructure of Ireland has been set up to persecute the most poor people and benefit the richest institutions. This is relevant because obviously it's happening in Ireland, but also it's happening all over the world. The difference is in Ireland, people are protesting, so we should support the people that are protesting in Ireland for the most basic of rights. Water to Ireland!
Yeah, you're Russell Brand, multimillionaire, talking about water everywhere and ne'er a drop to drink, depending on who you're talking to. It's nearly 9:30. Now, the Russell Brand story rumbling along today. We played a clip of him talking about the water charges earlier on. A lot of people talking very favourably about him by text, saying it's good to hear another celebrity voice getting behind the anti-water charge movement. We spoke about him last week and we got to kind of mixed reaction to his general shenanigans and carry-on. But the fans are out today, that's for sure. And there are a lot of kind of people, kind of, as I say, hating on him on social networks, but there's no surprise there. But I suppose he eventually turned it into a joke himself when he did the Park Life video, which people had been doing. They'd been taking bits of his utterances and banging out the word Park Life after them. So he ran with that, took it, and did a bit of a video with the Rubber Bandits. We're joined now by our Rubber Bandit. Blind Boy, good morning.
How are you, Ryan? What's the crack? How are you getting on?
I'm good. How's your world?
Absolutely fantastic. It's gorgeous down here now in Limerick. Lovely, crisp morning.
Lovely.
The sparrows and finches roaring and shouting and everything. It's beautiful.
How did you hook up with Russell Brand? I'm not familiar with the backstory there.
Mutual acquaintance from Limerick that we both have by the name of Cabbage Slattery. And Cabbage makes... he makes quantum snooker tables. He makes snooker tables that rely on the principles of uncertainty, using the fabric on the snooker table is half made out of time, you know. So I'm into these quantum snooker tables. Russell is into quantum snooker tables, and we both hooked up through that channel of quantum snooker tables.
I think we're going to try and feature a quantum snooker table on the toy show in 2 weeks.
If you could, that'd be fantastic.
I thought you'd appreciate that, wouldn't you?
That'd be wonderful if you did, yeah.
We'll do our best. Russell Brand and the Rubber Bandits, you're what are you? Are you friends? Are you collaborators now? How would you describe your relationship with Russell?
It's just a bit of crack.
So when
we've been buddies.
And the Park Life thing, how did you end up hooking up for that?
Again, just a bit of crack. Just like a phone call. Ended up talking about something else and then... Oh, let's do a video about that for the crack. All right, so it was only about a day's work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I worked away on the music, he worked away on the lyrics, and did the video in London. So, I mean, essentially, all it is a bit of crack. It's just one of us happens to be very famous. That's all it is.
Let's have a listen to a little clip of that from Park Life with the Russell Brand and the Rubber Bandits.
Plus estuary accent is what leads to parody of... But words used efficiently can be a dangerous tool that slides through propaganda like a... We can't get our heads around the fact that five families have as much dough as 12 million Brits. That can't be right in any accent. Can't be polysyllabic or talk about important things unless you went to school in a top hat and tails. Atlantic, apoplectic climate. David Cameron. You must be joking. And our ineffective system and poxy media means the only alternative seems to be mugs like Nigel Farage. Distract ourselves with consumer trinkets from companies that exploit our resources and don't pay their taxes. Oh well, don't take it too seriously. We'll all be dead soon. Consumer capitalist paralysis, media mind controlled, economically corrupt, constantly eased, ecologically expiring park life.
That is the Rubber Bandits with Russell Brand. I quite like that for all the mess. And Blind Boy of the Rubber Bandits still on the line with us. Did you enjoy doing that with Russell?
No, that was great crack. And I liked reinterpreting the song and making it kind of silly. At the end of the song, my favourite part is on the chorus, I used a lot of kazoos instead of electric guitars, and it ended up sounding quite cool.
Kind of worked. It worked. And I also liked when they had the reference to Nigel Farage and the you boys shouting,
you know,
far
I
right.
I was talking to John Murray this morning on the John Murray Show about Nigel Farage. I thought Nigel Farage was the same person as Mr. Kipling. And I was getting really confused. I thought like he was putting out these fascist Cherry Bakewells.
Yeah. But nothing of the sort.
I'm very confused.
Two very different
nothing
people.
Of the sort at all.
No, I don't know.
He's a politician.
He's a politician who doesn't even eat cake. Who wants them to
I
eat
know.
Cake.
I know.
He's the Marie Antoinette of our
time. Clever boy, Ryan.
Yeah, see what we're doing there. Now, how did Russell Brand become suddenly aware of the water charges, hence the clip we played earlier on?
When we were talking about when we were doing the Park Life video, he was... You know, in his notion of the revolution, he's asking people in England, we said, to stop paying their mortgages and to stop voting and things like that. And I said to him, well, there's something similar going on in Ireland right now at the moment where people are refusing to pay the water charges and people are gathering up and they're having a meeting in protest and they're burning the water charges thing. And I said, it's a really beautiful thing because it's the first time since the start of the recession that Irish people have a kind of a sense of pride and it's really beautiful to see. And I said, if you want to see your revolution, take a squint at Ireland. So I sent them on a few articles and informed them a little bit about the crack about with the water charges. And he just went and did that. We were originally supposed to do something together, but it was too short notice, you know what I mean? Yeah. He had to get it out quickly.
Yeah, you need to kind of capitalise on the movement and the zeitgeist.
Yeah. So, I mean, fair play to him, because he didn't have to do that. Like, he just simply did that because he said, there's something going on in Ireland, it's not great, the world needs to see this now.
Yeah, and we played that a little earlier on, so it was intriguing to see his get a little of his insight into that ongoing story. So Blind Boy, when are we going to be seeing you soon, or what's the crack, where are you at, or what's happening?
We just finished a lot of stuff in London, but at the moment I'm concentrating, I run a butcher shop, and the other fella's a postman.
Yeah, I know
so
that.
So we're concentrating on that, and we're going to start sending meat via the post.
Yeah, that's good. So is there going to be packaging issues there in terms of blood seeping from envelopes?
We'll worry about that when it happens. I think that might actually, that might get us a lot of free press. One thing I want to say, Ryan, while I'm on the national airwaves.
Go for it.
About Childline.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if everybody knows, but Childline is in a terrible situation at the moment where they're having to be shut from a 24-hour service to a 12-hour service. And we can actually stop that if everybody now who's listening to this texts Childline to 57911 and donates €4. It's only the price of a cup of coffee. We can't have Childline shutting down at Christmas time because Christmas means drinking and things like that. And it's a very tough time for children who are in need. So please do that, everybody.
Well, on the late tonight, Blind Boy, we have Saoirse Ronan and the child psychologist David Coleman and the lady Caroline from the ISPCC talking about this very thing because it's too important.
Brilliant.
So we're going to give it a good run out tonight to try and urge people to understand the seriousness of this because of all the people in the country that shouldn't be suffering. It's obviously the little ones. So.
And that's it. And the thing is, Ryan, and this is the thing, when it comes to the children, whatever mistakes our generation made, if you don't look after the children, they're going to repeat it. So the structures need to be in place so that they can't mess up the way that our generation did, or your generation, because you're way older than me.
That's true. But you're right, between our two generations, we have work to do, don't we?
That's it. The kids are the future.
Correct. Hey, look, good luck with the butchering and the post, and we'll talk to you soon, no doubt.
All right, nice one. And come here, I have a gig in Dolan's Warehouse on the 27th of December in Limerick, and I'm going to get a slap into the face if I don't mention that.
Done and dusted.
All right,
look after yourself. See you, blind boy. And same to you. Look after yourself. Keep an eye on those sparrows and finches. Text Childline to 57911. We'll be talking about that on the later on. You'll donate €4. It would time and money well spent to do that. So thanks indeed. Also joining us tonight, strangely, Brendan Grace is on tonight by coincidence because it was his son-in-law who seemed to have been involved in a little fracas with Roy Keane in the last day or two. Joe Duffy on tonight. Great actress Aisling Franciosi from The Fall is on. And there's great music on tonight. So nice homegrown sense to the show tonight, which I'm looking forward to immensely. 2 weeks before the toy show. 17 minutes past 10.